and tell them Joe sent you.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeeps CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
Everybody out there, welcome to Swamp Fight on this beautiful, sunny, it's still a little chilly out there, but welcome to all you peeps, deeps, and non-deeps. Peeps, people, deeps, deplorables, non-deeps, non-deplorables, whatever. I want to thank all of you for spending part of your time with us here in the swamp. We got a big show today. It's going to be busy. I'm going to bring Lori Sane on just for a couple of minutes to give us a quick update, and then I'm going to be joined by Colorado Representative Ron Weinberg, and he was nice enough to come on and update us on a couple of these bills that they're either trying to push through or have or haven't or, you know, whatever. He's going to give us an update on that. And then after the halfway break, we will be joined by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. And we're going to talk to Lauren about Ken Buck's resignation, of course, and a couple other things. It's going to be good. So you're going to want to make sure you keep it tuned right here to AM 1360. A couple of things real quick. Food for thought. We don't let athletes bet on the games that they play in, right? Because they could influence the outcome of that game. Duh, no brainer. So I ask, why do we let Congress, people in Congress, why do we let them invest in companies that they regulate? Huh. Anyway, food for thought. One more thing real quick. Have you seen these women? This is crazy, man. This is crazy train, crazy. Have you seen these women who identify as dogs? Not kidding you. I actually saw one. So I can tell you it's real. The one I saw was wearing a leash. She had a handler. And she sleeps in a crate. I am not kidding. I am not making this up. But here's the funny thing, though. The funny thing is that what she's doing is the exact opposite of the five dogs on The View, the TV show The View, who identify as women. Right? I mean, exact opposite, right? Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring Commissioner, Weld County Commissioner, Lori Sane. Lori, how are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. It's always fun here in the swamp, you know? Fun.
Boy, we are in a swamp in Weld County, that's for sure.
Seem to be, yeah. So you had a couple of quick updates, and we can get those in before this first break, that would be great. And like I said, audience, we will be joined by Colorado Representative Ron Weinberg. What you got today, Lori? Fill us in. I love your updates. Fill us in.
Well, we had a grassroots victory today. We had hundreds of people email the county commissioners and call them about reinstating public comments. I made the commitment right away that I would keep making that motion until public comment was reinstated. It was for today to pass in a 4-1 vote today, but according to Perry Buck and Scott James, we still got to talk about it some more. So we need to keep the pressure on to reinstate public comment. That is our right. Secondly, we got a really surprise announcement from Steve Reams right after we gave him some more money.
Weld County
Sheriff.
Pretty
much a shocker. Yes. Right. Pretty much a shocker because we had asked him before we left the meeting, is there anything else you need? He says no and then turns around and there's an announcement that says he's cutting services and including animal control indefinitely. So it's funny because I'm the only commissioner. I'm serious. So the other four commissioners voted not to give him more funding last year when he asked on December 5th. I am the only one that you can hear saying, we need to cut the fat from our budget. First of all, before we ask the taxpayers for any more money. And secondly, we need to prioritize the sheriff. We've got a lot of nice-to-haves in our budget, but there are need-to-haves. And law enforcement was one of those. Now, we've got almost $4 million just
Absolutely.
In the county attorney's budget
yeah.
for well-heeled lobbyists and other consultants to do policy making. And thus far, we haven't educated the state legislature to be more oil and gas friendly. We need to cut that out and give that to our sheriff.
Oh, that's a great point. I mean, how much money is in the budget approved by the Board of Commissioners for educating the people in the Colorado government about oil? How much?
It's over $4 million, and we're repeating what COGA's already doing and oil and gas is already doing and what the state's already doing. And there's snarky Welcome to Weld County videos and pamphlets we have staff working on. I said, absolutely not, but they're not listening to me, Jimmy. Maybe they'll listen to the constituents because we need to fund the sheriff, period.
Yeah, funny how that works. They do listen to the constituents, and if they don't, then they're not in office very long. Last week, of course, the listeners know there was a public meeting held on Wednesday of last week to address some of these things, to address Commissioner Chairman Ross's abrupt decision to cut out public comment out of their meetings, and we've had it since 1993, by the way, folks, over 30 years. No meeting, no discussion, no nothing. Just immediately sent out an email to the other four commissioners that we are no longer going to allow public comment at our meetings. Okay, well, not good. Fired up a whole lot of people in Weld County. They have been putting the pressure on. They Never Surrender Movement with Natalie Tennant and the group. They put together a public hearing last Wednesday for this and some other things. But this thing with the sheriff's department, all right, number one, I'm going to have to look into this myself some more. But number one, if we're spending millions of dollars in Weld County on things like pamphlets and educating our state government on oil and gas and things, yeah, I'm thinking that that money would be a whole lot better spent at the sheriff's department. But, you know, call me crazy, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I don't know if you knew, but we had some runaway large dogs, but also runaway emus. That is a danger to the public, especially if we've got rabies going around. But, you know, anyway, we cannot afford to cut services right now, especially when we have a problem where we are the border. We got illegal immigrants coming into our cities that has been reported widely. We need to have more law enforcement, not less. We don't need to be pulling people out of positions of patrolling the county. We need more and not less. So we need to manage our own budget. And they've been warned about six times now through work sessions that the sheriff needs more money, and I'm the only one advocating.
Well, if that board thinks they've seen pressure lately, I got a feeling they haven't seen anything yet because it just, but I will say I am grateful that they, even if it is temporary, reversed their non-public comment decision or whatever in the heck that was, but there's still a lot more to go. We cannot let up on the pressure when it comes to making Weld County a non-sanctuary county. And they say, well, we're not a sanctuary county. We're listed as that, as we are. We're listed as that, and people thinks we are. And there's been plenty of illegals coming here already to the towns and the cities within Weld County. And now we're cutting law enforcement? Yeah, the crap's hitting the fan, Lori.
Yeah, that's a little too suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for coming on, and we'll have you back on soon, of course. You're a regular guest. We'll be right back with Colorado Representative Weinberg, Ron Weinberg, as soon as the break is over. Don't go anywhere. Thanks, Lori.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. No way.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, and happy to be joined now by Colorado State Representative Ron Weinberg. And Representative Weinberg, welcome again to the KHNC Swamp. Thank you for your time. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Jay. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the last time you were on. And I've been wanting to get you back on. Of course, you're down there at the state capitol almost every day, so you know, if you don't know what's going on down there, nobody does. But all these bills that, you know, that they're trying to pass, or talking about or trying to push through or whatever. I don't know how you guys keep them all straight. I mean, you got SBs, you got HBs, but there's a couple in particular I would love to ask you about. First one. I don't know if I see you were listening. So you know that Weld County, we've had a blow up here because of public meetings and things like that. Well, down at the state capitol, they did the same thing. They had this SB 24-157, to where, from what I understand, they don't have to have open meetings anymore and allow the public in, or can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so that's Colorado Open Meetings Law, COML. Basically, the bill makes several changes and clarifications to the General Assembly and its members. Specifically, the bill provides that for purposes of basically applying, like, notice and minutes, stuff like that, like how many people it takes to make a quorum. It starts to define public business. It's a messy one. It messed with the Sunshine Law a little bit. This is in response and reaction to Representative Marshall and Representative Epps when they first sued the Democrat Party and the Republican Party last year after session, saying that both parties are violating the COML, which is the Colorado Open Meetings Law. So they made it super strict. So basically they opened the wormhole to so-called fix it.
I see. So everybody that I've talked to, of course, the public, they see something like this, they hear something like this, and the first thing that comes to their mind is freedom of speech. They're taking away our freedom of speech, and everybody starts getting hot. Now, when you ban public comment from meetings, that's definitely getting rid of your freedom of speech. Now, is that what's happening here, or is this more to protect these representatives from being sued because they're breaking all the rules? I mean, what's really going on? What's the reasoning for this?
So basically, the real reasoning behind all of this was when Marshall and Epps sued, they basically jarred the whole assembly and put in regulations and restrictions to the point of statesmen and stateswomen cannot talk to each other. So, like, no communication between, because everyone's scared of getting a CORA request or getting in trouble for a violation of COML. So that's
okay.
That's kind of where this came from. The real irritation on this one is, for instance, you know, then the minority leader, Mike Lynch, his name was on the lawsuit, for Pete's sake, and they didn't even approach him or us about anything on this lawsuit. So they just ran it without any kind of insight from the Republican Party, from the Republican colleagues. So that was really our main frustration.
That's ridiculous. So is this or is this not one of those situations where, like you said, opens the wormhole, opens a can of worms? So is the Democrat majority using these lawsuits to further what they want and their agenda? In other words, are they just being opportunist, or is that not true?
You know, this one, let's just be real. Bad things are going to happen whether you write laws to protect them or not, right? So, like, literally, nobody's going to stop this. You can write any law you want. I didn't vote for it on third reading, but if we want to be real with everybody, I mean, this stuff is going to happen whether you put laws in it or not. I'm at the point where
any litigation is just ridiculous at this point in time.
I agree with that.
Statistics as of, you know, I think it was March 18th, so 2 days ago, there are a total of 556 bills currently introduced. Compared to last year, that's 110 more bills introduced than last year. And only 15 on top of the 556 have died. So...
Wow.
So, yeah, this is back to 157. It's a bad bill. It should have been. Everybody should have been brought to the table to see how this could better work and talk to each other and so on and so forth. But again, we get snubbed and pushed off to the side. Our opinion doesn't matter.
Right.
Clearly, their control. They make that very apparent, and they make it apparent by doing things like this.
And this is exactly what happens time and time and time again when someone has a majority, which the Democrats have a supermajority here in Colorado, or just even looking at the Weld County Board of Commissioners. If there is a majority of like-minded people, sometimes these folks just say, you know, we're just going to do whatever we want. I don't care what the other members or the other representatives or the other senators or congresspeople, I don't care what they think. I don't care what the constituents, the people think. We're just going to do whatever we want. And I'm seeing that more and more and more. And that has to stop, Representative Weinberg. That has to stop.
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know, a lack of listening to a constituency doesn't make you a representative. The whole purpose of any person who's in any higher office is literally to be the conduit and voice of the people that they, you know, so choose to represent. And they need to take that very seriously.
Well, you see what happens up here in Weld County when they don't. But, you know, last time you was on, I got up on my soapbox like I do. And I was screaming and yelling to the listeners out there that the only, well, not the only way, but in my mind, which is a very strange place, by the way, but in my mind, the only way we can ensure this crap doesn't happen is get rid of that Democrat supermajority down there at the state capitol. And how do we do that, Representative Weinberg? Tell the listeners, how do we do that?
Well, there's multiple ways. The most obvious one and the best way, obviously, is to vote. Get out and actually vote. Use your ballot. You have no idea how many people I speak to that tell me that they didn't vote. For instance, here in Loveland, we had 20,000 people vote for our city councilors and our mayors. And then this year, in a presidential election, we're going to have upwards of 40,000 to 50,000 people. So vote, number one. And then number two, get involved. Anybody out there who's listening, if you think you cannot run for office, you're sorely mistaken. You're valuable and you're worth it, and this job anybody can do. And I'm sure if anybody can see with what's happening and what ludicrous bills are coming through right now, if they can do it, you can do it. Trust me. And so get involved in any way possible through your county party, through your local city boards and commissions, even wanting to run for state office or being a senator. It's not impossible, and people need to vote and get involved.
Great points. And yes, they can get involved. Anybody can. And that's people have got to vote. Number one, you have to vote. And we need to vote these Democrats out of office here in this state and take our state back. And then we're working on taking our country back, but they're both equally important. I want to mention this real quick. I would love to bring you back on sometime, you know, in the near future for a full hour and open up the lines to the listeners, because they have so many questions about what's going on down there at the state capitol. And I can't think of anybody better to answer those questions than you. Would you be up for that sometime down the road?
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy. All I did for 6 years before I was even a state representative being the state party chair up here in Larimer County. I've been running caucuses, assemblies, helping people getting elected to city councils, to school boards, to local boards and commissions, precinct committee people, district captains, area coordinators, bonus members. I mean, you name it. Anything that has to do with politics, local and grassroots, whether that you want to just help a candidate or be a candidate or know where to pay attention and just listen and get involved and see what ludicrous nonsense is happening. The A's to Z's, I can absolutely help with that, and I enjoy it thoroughly. Yeah. And now that I'm a state rep, I can give insight to what that is, too. So, I'd be more than happy to give information out.
Well, like I said, you're the perfect person to answer the people's questions in this area, or, you know, I mean, you are that person, and I'd love to have you on, so I appreciate that. We'll get that set up down the road here. I promise you, listeners, I will make that happen, because I like this guy. This guy's one of the good ones, Ron Weinberg. He's one of the good ones, and there's only a few, you know, but there are some. And the more of you get involved, the more good ones we can have. We've only got about 2.5 more minutes, so which one do you want to talk about? The new gun bill, trying to ban assault weapons and all that, which, by the way, that was yesterday, some discussion, and a lot of people from Never Surrender, that group was down there attending and stuff. Do we want to talk about that, or do we want to talk about these bills they're trying to push through to make things easy for criminal and felon illegal aliens? But somebody was telling me that one of those bills just got killed, so I don't know where we're at on that stuff.
I mean, the weapons one was a big one last night. A couple amendments came on literally from the governor's office, which makes us nervous because we had the impression that even if this were to make it out the House and out the Senate, the governor would veto it. Now that we are unsure of that now. So also a huge shout out to RMGO. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners came out fierce yesterday. I mean, the amount of people they rallied to get to that and give testimony was absolutely unbelievable. So I need to make sure they get a shout out yesterday because it was extraordinary.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this bill is nuts. It's like literally going against the Constitution of the country. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, well, Representative Weinberg, thank you so much for coming on Swamp Fight today. I'll be in touch. We'll get you scheduled to come back and talk to the people. Thank you, and God bless you for what you do. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, don't go anywhere. After the break, we're going to be joined by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to Swamp Fight, brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to the Swamp, the KHNC Swamp here in Northern Colorado. J.D. Plorable here with you. And without further ado, we are now going to be joined by U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us here in the Swamp again.
J.D. Plorable, it is wonderful to be with you.
You're so great. Gracious. I appreciate that. And of course, you're in the real swamp, the DC swamp, and you are working and you are incredibly busy. And again, I just appreciate you taking the time, and I know the listeners do too, to talk to them and tell us what's going on. So thank you again for doing that.
Absolutely. And I know you wanted me to join last week. You know, we were trying to get our head around all of this confusion that Ken Buckle caused in Colorado. And, you know, I think we've finally got everything established and figured out. So, you know, let's go for it.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. What a crazy week. That had to just be one of the craziest weeks for you, because like you told me last week, there are so many details and so many ways that could have gone. I knew you would not give up your CD3 seat to appease these rhinos and run in that special election. And I just want to tell you, man, good move there.
Thank you. But, you know, it's more about the voters in Colorado, because if I were to resign to run in the special election, then I would be no better than Ken Buck. I would leave my constituents without representation for some 3 months and also further imperil our House majority by reducing us by another vote. And some days in Washington, D.C., we only have a one-vote majority as is. So that would also give the Democrats an opportunity to vacate our speaker and take complete control of the House.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So what is up with Ken Buck? I mean, first, you know, he announces he's going to retire. Okay, thank you. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm resigning here in a couple of weeks. I mean, what in the heck? Can you give us your opinion on why this was done?
I have lots of opinions, and I certainly will get into that. I do want to apologize to your listeners if I'm echoey. You know, in Washington, D.C., we got lots of meetings going on, so I slipped away to a private ladies room so I could chat with everybody back in Colorado. But, you know, with as far as Ken Buck and his decision to resign, first of all, it was absolutely selfish. I think everyone can see that. But more than that, this was a backroom uniparty scandal that is absolutely corrupt. And following President Trump's endorsement of me, that made things very clear that there is no path for victory for any other of my opponents to win. So Ken Buck and the uniparty concocted a swampy backroom deal to try to rig this election that I am currently winning by 25 points. And for this is forcing, obviously, an unnecessary special election. It's confusing voters. Everyone that I talk to, even people who have an understanding of how things work in our arena, are still confused. Members of Congress have no idea what Ken Buck just did to Colorado. And all of this was him working with Governor Jared Polis to set the special election date as the same day as the primary, June 25th, and to prop up his candidate, his preferred candidate of choice. He knows that his endorsement hurts anyone that he wants support, so he decided to move forward with this. But it is going to backfire. I am still going to win, Mary. And voters are just seeing how disconnected he is, and unfortunately, how quick he is to sell out his voters who have loyally installed him and voted for him, hired him as their representative for many years.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking too. It's almost like what they're trying to do, and maybe I'm wrong on this, Lauren, but it's almost like they're trying to dilute the vote, like you said, confuse the voters. I mean, it's almost like running a third party candidate or something, but it's like, oh, maybe we can Ross Perot him, you know, and then Ken Buck's probably thinking, oh, maybe I'll get another award or another great letter from Jared Rolly Polis. I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm seeing out of this.
Well, Ken Buck is hoping that the vacancy committee appoints someone who will be the next congressman. And he knows that someone wouldn't be me because I would have to resign. And so this was his tactic to get his candidate of choice a head start in this race. Now, again, this is something that confuses voters. I get that. You know, we had to dive into a lot of bylaws to see exactly what this means for Coloradans. But what Ken Buck did was completely selfish. And, you know, he's saying that he wants to get involved in the election process and saying that the way Colorado's elections are currently run aren't the best way because allows the from both sides of each party to win elections. And he certainly has been praising Kent Theory a lot. And if your listeners don't know who Kent Theory is, but he is heavily involved in elections throughout our nation, but not the way we want our elections to be run. Kent Theory is involved in ballot initiatives that promote jungle primaries. And so it's very concerning when I hear Ken Buck praising someone like Kent Theory, and it causes a lot of questions to rise up. Is Kent Theory going to work with Ken Buck? Is Ken Buck leading so he can gather signatures in Colorado to have a ballot initiative that we vote on for a jungle primary in Colorado? Because if we go to a jungle primary, it will be extremely difficult, maybe impossible, to elect conservatives in the future. And that is terrifying for a state that we are barely hanging on to as is.
Yeah, that is frightening. That is terrifying. And I was just had Colorado Representative Ron Weinberg on with me before you came on. And we were just talking about how we need to not only take our country back, we need to take our state back, man. I mean, this supermajority in the Colorado House and all this, we got to put an end to that stuff, Lauren. I mean, and it's, I think people like you who know what's going on in Washington can help all of us here locally maybe make that happen. I mean, that's my hope.
Yes, and if we go into a jungle primary system, there's almost no hope for our state. And so this is something that I certainly will be advocating against if this is a ballot initiative that is that makes its way to before the Colorado voters. I certainly will be loud about this. But it's just so sad. A fellow Freedom Caucus member, someone who is supposed to be the conservative conscience of the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., to go and turn back on the movement like this, it's certainly something that I didn't think that I would ever see. Now, I have had a seat at the downfall, and it's been very sad to watch. It started with the Electoral College certification. There have been many instances, like with the Speaker of the House vote, McCarthy. Ken was in the meetings with us. He was helping us strategize. And formulate good house rules that we were going to fight for. But then when the moment came to actually fight and we were on the House floor refusing Kevin McCarthy the gavel because he refused to commit to those things, well, Kevin McCarthy asked Ken Buck to get on a plane and go back to Colorado so he would not have to vote. And Ken did exactly that. And 2 days later, McCarthy called him back and said, you know what? We're okay. You can come back. Ken walked onto the House floor and voted for Kevin McCarthy as Speaker without helping us a bit during that fight, allowing us to take all the arrows, all the heat, especially since the media was against us and confusing the people back home of what was going on. They said it was chaos. They said it was confusion. No, we wanted better representation for our constituents. We wanted single subject legislation. We wanted 72 hours to read a bill. We wanted individual appropriations bills. None of this is for self-gain or promotion. This was for our voters back home. And, you know, again, Ken Buck let us down 2 times with the impeachment vote on Mayorkas, and then he's gone against our party and even discussing impeachment of Joe Biden, even when it comes to his dereliction of duty at the southern border, the most basic fundamental reason that we should be impeaching Joe Biden. And so, like I said, I've had a front row seat to Ken Buckle, and it's very, very sad because my favorite political book to this day is Ken Buck Drain the Swamp. And I was really hoping to see him in Washington, D.C. this week because I have an extra copy that I would love for him to read.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. That's, you know, that's so interesting what you were just saying about Ken Buck flying back to Colorado and whatnot. And I'm sure you know, of course, what's been going on around here with Weld County and what all we've been having to put up with trying to get Weld County designated as a non-sanctuary county. And there's a lot of crap going on with that. And because people showed up to a local Weld County Board of Commissioners meeting and expressed their feelings about that, the very next day, the chairman of that board, Kevin Ross, cut out public comment from those meetings. And so there's, yeah. I'm just saying, is there a Ken Buck? Of course, his ex-wife, Perry Buck, is on that board as well. But I'm just wondering if there's a connection there, because it seems to me that Ken Buck is right there with Jared Polis on wanting open borders. And, hey, man, bring them all, baby. The more, the better.
It is amazing the stances that Ken has taken, because he's someone that I ran my first election on, saying, look at this amazing voting record and the stances that he takes and how resilient he is. And to see firsthand him buddy up with Liz Cheney and do everything he could to protect her as conference chair in Washington, D.C., yield time to her, to bash President Trump, it has been absolutely devastating. And, you know, Ken was supposed to be someone who was a mentor to me. And I was never able to learn from him in person because he wasn't the same once I went to Washington, D.C. And, you know, with what's going on in Weld County, you know, I'm ready for a county commissioner takeover in America, a sheriff takeover in America. Let's have leaders who say, not on my watch. I don't care what the state is pushing. This is our county, and we are going to operate like a constitutional republic. And we are going to block these bad policies from the state and the federal level. And we are going to do everything we can to put our people first. And if saying that we are not a sanctuary county is the first step, then do it. A county commissioner can absolutely say, we are not going to allocate a single tax dollar to illegal aliens.
Amen to that.
In sanctuary county. And on the flip side, a county commissioner, a board of county commissioners could also say, We are a Second Amendment sanctuary county. We are not going to allocate one tax dollar that goes towards anything that is unconstitutional with your Second Amendment. We are not going to fund anything that promotes red flag laws, for instance. And so this is where true leadership to take a precedence and really start to explode throughout the United States. These county commissioners, they are the leaders in the state. The sheriff, they are the leaders. These are the ones you have the most direct local access to, and they are the ones most directly allocating your tax dollars.
And they're the ones that can directly protect the locals and do the right thing for the locals. I mean, the buck, pardon the pun, the buck stops there with them, right? I mean,
yeah. Hey. No, that is exactly right. You know, I do meddle in some local politics here and there because I'm also a local citizen. But there's only so much that I could do at a federal level. And so much of the policy that takes place in our country is focused on the federal policies. And I almost often think that it's designed that way to discourage people, to make them feel hopeless, because there's so much that has to be done to actually provide a solution. And so I think it's almost the intent is to keep everything, all the focus, utterly driven, so people lose hope and they disengage and they don't participate at the levels that they should. But these boards, county commissioners, your city council, that's where it really matters.
Isn't that a great point? They use the media, the left stream mob media, and they do get locals, all of us, focused on national things, thinking almost like, well, I mean, it's almost like they've forgotten that we have officials here that can make these things happen, even though we frickin' never hear about it.
Right.
Hey, I got to tell you.
But also, that's on us. As local citizens, we have to show up to those meetings, because if we don't show up and have our voices heard, then we have the government we deserve.
Yeah, and that Never Surrender group locally here, they caused all this stuff to happen. And the public hearing last Wednesday that happened, you know, they tried to shut down our First Amendment rights. They're trying to say they can't make us a non-sanctuary county because it just wouldn't do anything. And we, as you know, already are a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Mm-hmm. But before I forget, Lauren, last time you were on, we had your boys here with you. I had so much fun. Yeah. That was so awesome. Before I forget, I want to invite down the road here, maybe right before or after the primary, whenever, to bring you guys back. And I'd like to have you for an hour and open up the phone lines, because I know the listeners would love to talk to you. Can we make that happen down the road, maybe when you're back
we
in Colorado?
Yes, when I'm in Colorado, you know, I'm right up the road in Windsor. We can certainly make that happen. And my boys had a great time with you. You know, here in D.C., I popped out of one meeting. I'm going to finish up that one after this and then head to the next one. So I stay pretty busy here. But, yes, certainly can give you an hour when I'm back home.
Right on. Well, I know you're a big fan of Swamp Fight, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I mean, you've gone out of your way to support this show and to support the people back here in not only the district you're already in, but the one you're currently running for. And I'm just telling it like it is, people. I go with what I see, not what somebody says. I go with their actions. And Congresswoman Boebert, that piece you did, that interview with Steve Bannon earlier in the week or last weekend, there a couple of people there sent me that, and they said, "Hey, JD, you got to check this out, man." And I said, "Well, that's just Lauren Boebert, man. I mean, that's her." Mm-hmm. But that was great.
Yes. Well, you know, You know, even in talking about representing Colorado, the third district, which I currently represent, and even the fourth, today I just passed an energy bill out of the House, and restoring American Energy Dominance Act, that's not something that's Colorado 3 specific. That is for our entire state and our entire country. You know, we had rogue bureaucrats at the BLM who are proposing a rule to increase royalty rates for production on federal land, increasing fees for domestic energy producers. That hurts the little guys, the small companies, and that puts further restrictions on our ability to produce American energy. And we're drilling for natural gas in the west, or we're drilling for oil in the northeast part of Colorado. That is energy resources. Those are energy resources that we so desperately need. We do not need to be relying on our adversaries for our energy production. We need to unleash American energy production, stop begging OPEC, and get back to supporting the American roughneck and bringing back these good-paying jobs to Colorado, because many of our counties have been regulated into poverty by bad Democrat policies. And so today, I passed legislation out of the House that helps our entire country. And so I'm fighting for all of America, all of Colorado, each and every day, and that's not something that I'm going to slow down on.
Yeah, well, good for you on that, for sure. And I, you know, I'm always telling the listeners, look, the better representation we have in Washington, D.C., that flows down and that helps all of us here locally, of course, as well. And it seems to get people to come out more, come out of the woodwork, and maybe with leaders like you in office and strong people in office, maybe we can take Colorado back at some point. I mean, I remember the way it used to be. And I know you do, too. So maybe we can get that done, mm-hmm. huh?
Yes, I believe that Colorado people are seeing that Democrats will do everything to steal their vote, steal their candidate of choice on ballots, and meddle in the system and interfere with our election. Rising inflation, the prices of energy. And they are wanting a change.
All right. Well, I know you need to get back to work. You got at least one, if not more than one, probably meetings still left today. So, again, can't thank you enough. As always, thank you for taking time out for us here and for coming on Swamp Fight. You got a lot of people who love you here. And God bless you. Keep up the good fight, Congresswoman Boebert.
God bless you and God bless Colorado. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. All right. Lauren Boebert, and connection wasn't the greatest, but that's just the way it is. I mean, if you want to hear from her, unless she's in a studio somewhere, it's not going to be perfect. They are in session, Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives. They are working, and I've seen the agenda and the schedule. I've seen her schedule, and it really is amazing how much these people who are in the House of Representatives, these congressmen and women, how much they have to do in a day. Now, I know they get breaks and time off and things, and they deserve that, of course. But the ones who stay there, who stay in Washington, D.C., who stay in the swamp and do the job that they were elected to do, those people have a brutal, brutal schedule. I can tell you that firsthand. So anyway, it was nice of her to join us here on Swamp Fight again, and she'll be back on. We'll get her back on here in the near future, and we'll bring her into the studio, and we'll open up the phone lines for a full hour with her. And any of you out there that have questions for Lauren, and or just want to talk to her, or say something to her, whatever, I'm going to make sure that that happens for you, because you deserve that, all right? You deserve that. And what better way to find out the answers to your questions than to get it straight from the congresswoman's mouth, I should say, right? So, anyway, couple of more minutes, not even that left in today's show. What a whirlwind, huh? Jeez. Started off top of the hour with Weld County Commissioner Lori Sane, gave us a couple of updates, including that they have temporarily reinstated public comment at their meetings. Imagine that. Jeez. See, people, when the people get together and get organized and do the work, when you get involved, that's what happens every single time. Not 99% of the time, 100% of the time. Now, we're not always going to get our way and win, but when our leaders are wrong and they've wronged us, I can promise you that's the best way to get that fixed. And this, you know, what happened with the Weld County Board of Commissioners with this no public comment thing being reinstated is a perfect example of that. And then we were followed up with Colorado State Representative Ron Weinberg, who I think a lot of. He's a good guy, genuinely a fighter. And I love talking to Ron and getting updates about these crazy things that the Democrats are trying to do to us here in Colorado. And then, of course, followed up by U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Working hard for you guys out there. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. I really do. I mean, spending time with me here Wednesdays and Saturdays, you know, Saturdays at noon. I love it, and I appreciate it. God bless you. I hope the rest of your week is fantastic. We'll see you Saturday at noon. I love you all.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10%.